This is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, Jesus saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of the boats and were washing their nets. Jesus got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked Simon to put out a little way from the shore. Then Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, Jesus said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet, if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For Simon Peter and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed Jesus. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. So part of my call as a pastor is to preach. And I take this part of my calling very seriously. Every week I work hard to interpret scripture faithfully and to apply it to our lives and our experiences today. I also work hard to preach with conviction, to share something with all of you that I really truly believe. I only preach things that I really believe. Things that I feel strongly that God cares about. So I often feel the call to preach on matters of social justice, to talk about issues of prejudice and hatred, like racism, sexism, homophobia, transphobia, classism, ableism, xenophobia. I feel the call to preach God's steadfast love and inclusive belonging to all people, especially those who are marginalized. I often feel the call to speak on these issues. And matters of injustice, well, they are all over the Bible. So there are many opportunities to talk about these issues. However, these are the issues that most often make people upset or angry. Preaching that God does indeed want us to care about and to help refugees and foreigners can cause people to say that that sermon was just too political, that we shouldn't talk about stuff like that at church, forgetting that Jesus himself was a refugee. So I know that every time I choose to answer the call to preach on these matters of justice, there is a risk that I am going to make somebody angry or upset. I know that every time I preach, no matter what I preach on, I make myself vulnerable. Preaching from the heart on any subject, it requires vulnerability. And preaching from the heart on matters of justice, requires risk. So every week I have to decide just how vulnerable I want to be and what risks I am willing to take. Sometimes that decision is easy because the path is so clear that my sermon just practically writes itself. And sometimes the decision is easy because the sermon doesn't require all that much risk from me. I speak from the heart, but I know it's a sermon that's not going to make anybody mad. And sometimes the decision is difficult because finding the right words to convey the message is a struggle. And so I write and I rewrite and I rewrite. And sometimes the decision is difficult because I know that the probability of making someone upset is high. That this is an issue of justice that someone does not want to be challenged on, and they don't want to hear about it, especially from the pulpit. When I feel that God has called me to speak on a matter of justice that will make people upset, I have to decide if I will answer, "Yes, God," with an open and willing heart, or if I will answer, "No, not today, God." When the decision is difficult, it requires a lot more prayer. I pray that God guide me to know the difference between my comfort and my safety. Because truthfully, there are times when it's not safe for me to preach the challenging message I might feel called to. Maybe it's not safe because I had a rough week and I'm already feeling very raw and vulnerable, and the potential of receiving someone's anger is just not a healthy decision to make. Those are the times when I choose not to preach that challenging message. And I ask God, show me another important but less risky message to share. And truthfully, there are times when I don't want to preach that challenging message because I just don't want to be uncomfortable. And I don't want to cause anybody else discomfort. Believe it or not, I don't like making people uncomfortable. When this is the case, God doesn't usually reveal another message that I could preach. Because my comfort and your comfort, it is not as important as the word of God. God's word is often uncomfortable because it calls us to love people outside of our comfort zone. God's words call us to act and speak in ways and on matters of justice that make people uncomfortable. But our comfort is never as important as God's word. And our comfort, it is never as important as someone else's safety. For me, that is when I know that I am called to move beyond my discomfort, or even any of yours. When I know that the matter God is calling me to preach on is a matter of someone else's safety. Social justice issues like racism, ableism, sexism, homophobia, classism, and more, these are matters that affect people's safety in very real ways. And if we stay silent on these issues, the issues of someone else's safety, if we stay silent on them because we're uncomfortable, we're putting someone else's safety at risk. And when we prioritize our own comfort over someone else's safety, then we've made the wrong decision. My siblings, every single day as people of faith, we each have to decide how we will answer God's call. And some days this decision will be easy. the path will be clear. And what God calls us to do, what God asks of us, it will not require all that much vulnerability and risk. It will be clear, and it will be easy to answer the call. So we will tell God yes with open and willing hearts. And some days, the decision will be difficult. What the right thing to do will not always be obvious. Or we will know what the right thing to do is, but it will require vulnerability and risk on our part. And we will have to discern if the risk is a matter of our safety or our comfort. And we might prefer to tell God, no, not today. Every day, we have to decide how we answer God's call. And some days we will answer easily, and some days we will not be so sure. On those days when we are not so sure, I think we can take heart from Scripture. In our readings from Isaiah and Luke, we hear two different call stories. And in both of these stories, we hear some hesitancy to answer God's call. When God calls Isaiah, Isaiah answers, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips." When Jesus calls Peter, Peter answers, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Neither Isaiah nor Peter are quite sure that they are up to the task of answering God's call. And as we continue to read Luke and Acts, we will find that Peter has days where he says, "No, not today, Jesus." He will even have a day when he chooses to deny that he knows Jesus at all. But for every day that Peter chooses to say, "No, not today, Jesus," he has days when he answers yes with such clarity and conviction that it changes the world. My siblings, as people of faith, we have to choose every day how to answer God's call. And sometimes that choice will be easy, and sometimes it will be difficult. When your decision is difficult, because the path is not clear, because you just aren't sure what the right thing to do is, on those days, turn to Scripture. Read about God's call to justice, compassion, peace, healing, love. Let Scripture guide you. And come to church and learn with other people of faith who are also doing their very best to listen for God's guidance. Together, in community, the path will become clearer. And pray. Pray a lot. Ask God to guide you and ask for the courage to follow the path once it becomes clear. Because there will be days when you know what the right thing to do or to say is. But answering that call with a yes, it requires more vulnerability than you are sure you want to risk. On those days, pray that God guide you to know the difference between your comfort and your safety. If it is a matter of your safety, then it's okay to say, "God, guide me to a different path today." At the crucifixion, Peter decided to put his safety first. And God still loved him. And God still called Peter to be a leader in the church. But if it is a matter of your comfort, then remember, that your comfort, my comfort, our comfort, it is not as important as the word of God. And our comfort is not as important as someone else's safety. If our hesitancy to answer God's call is about our comfort, then our prayer is one of courage to do what is right, and the compassion to put the safety of others before our own comfort. Siblings, how we answer God's call, it is a daily decision that can be easy or difficult. But no matter how easy or difficult the decision is, we are always supported through scripture, through community, through prayer, and through God's steadfast love for us and for others. Amen.